I mean, they're supposed to be.
Are they ever good?
But I am proud to say it's my worst ever.
Martin, have you got a funny joke? What's up now?
Let's go. Current holder and king of the castle, Rory O'Hagan. Please, sir.
Are you laughing at your own jokes before you've even read them?
They're so bad.
Oh, God.
Look, for example, what did Michael Jackson have for lunch?
I don't know.
Cheese.
Oh, my God. Is that how we're starting the new year?
Is, yeah.
Is it?
What's Michael Jackson's favourite drink?
Chee
hee.
Oh, God.
What's his favourite cocktail?
I don't know.
Martini.
Oh,
what are his pronouns?
Michael Jackson's
Here we go.
Oh, dear. All right, let's go. RIP to a friend of mine, lads.
Oh, no.
I'm really sorry to say. His wife sent him out to get some sewing thread for the sewing machine.
Right.
But he ended up in the pub all day. Gone, but not for cotton.
Oh, my God!
You should always keep a stash of cheese hidden somewhere.
Cheese!
In case of emergency.
Yeah?
In case of emergency.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
Oh, good Lord. Good Lord.
Yes.
All right, Mariah Carey is very late to the party. She just opened her Christmas present the other day. It was a deed for a plot of land in a residential zone. She was very disappointed. She said, "I don't want a lot for Christmas."
Oh, God.
I take my wife for drives in the country, but she keeps finding her way home.
That's brilliant.
Oh my God. People often ask me, how do you know when you go to the cinema and you're like, you're going, I'm not paying €12 for a chocolate bar. People often ask me how I smuggle chocolate into the cinema.
Right.
And I tell them, well, I've a few Twix up my sleeve.
Yes.
Yeah, thank you.
Yes.
I am currently writing a book about all the things I should be doing in my life. It's an autobiography.
Oh, God.
I'm not even not ringing the bell for that.
Sorry, snorted.
You did snort.
A sweater I bought the other day was picking up static electricity. So I returned it to the store. They gave me another one free of charge.
Oh, God. He's a brutal lad.
They are.
They are. Why do French people eat snails?
I have no idea.
They hate fast food.
I quite like that.
Ladies, adult life boils down to four things.
Okay.
Right.
Okay. Everything is expensive. I don't know what to eat. I'm tired. Ibuprofen.
True that.
Basic.
A man was dating two women at the same time, Kate and Edith, but they found out about each other and they dumped him. So it's true what they say, you can't have your Kate and Edith.
Dear. Oh, dear.
I like it.
Finally for me, if you watch the movie Jaws backwards, it's a really heartwarming story about a shark who gives arms and legs to people who need it. Go for it, Rory.
I caught my child chewing on electrical cords. I grounded her until she can conduct herself properly. He's enjoying that one.
I am conceding defeat. Rory O'Hagan is the winner this morning. A nightclub over in London, where men must be at least 6 foot tall to enter, has gone viral over TikTok after announcing a launch party. That only allows men who are, you gotta be, they will measure you. It's like you must be this high to get on this ride. It's a kind of a Disney kind of job.
Right, okay.
But you'll be checked at the door.
Well, you'll be alright anyway.
I reckon I'll get in.
You certainly
wearing
would.
My high heels.
Not sure about Rory. Poor little Rory.
I'll have to put him up on my shoulders.
You could smuggle him under your duffel coat.
We could make a giant.
You could.
I could put him on my shoulders and we get a long kind of Inspector Gadget coat.
You could.
Yeah.
That is a mad concept though, isn't it? So your own, hang on a second. So you're only allowed in if you're at least 6 foot tall.
You got to be 6 foot or over.
And they measure you at the door.
Yeah.
I tell you what though, I bet you they're not measuring the ladies.
No, the women are fine. There's no issue. You can be any size to get in there.
Yeah, and quite often a tall guy will go for a really short lady. Have you ever noticed that?
Not really.
I don't know.
I've seen some couples that are like, oh Jesus, that doesn't work at all. He's like 7'3" and she's 4'2".
There
you
go. That happens quite often, you know. I don't know. I guess they're probably attracted to each other because they are extremes in height.
Yeah.
But, yeah, there you go. So you have to be 6 feet tall.
So hang on a second. So the women are fine. They can be whatever size they want.
I think so.
Yeah.
This is in Brixton, by the way, in London.
Yes, it's called Land of the Giants Party.
that's the launch party I think they're having for it. Land of the Giants.
A ticketed event that's happening Saturday, 31st of January at Brix Nightclub in Brixton in the UK.
Do you know that giantism is an actual condition?
Yeah.
Do you think you have it?
No, I'm not giant. I'm tall.
You're about 6'5".
Yeah, but like, that's not giantism. That's
pretty tall.
Listen, don't talk to me about my height. You have no idea the trauma that this height has caused me during my teenage years.
Oh, well, I don't want to make you feel like
that. Do you know
that.
What it was like to dance into Lady in Red at a teenage disco when the slow set came on and she's down there at your belly button looking up at you? Red FM Breakfast. Let's go. Red FM. Sorry about the audio on this. It's a clip that's going around. Somebody just sent it to me. And Miriam O'Callaghan genuinely was talking about the dodgy boxes on primetime.
Oh, right.
And she had an expert in who's talking about, you know, how they're cutting down on dodgy boxes.
Yes.
Okay, you know, the providers of the dodgy boxes and now the users.
Right.
They're trying to bend the GDPR or what you call a ChatGTP rules. So they can find out who are buying these, you know, services through using IP addresses and, you know, the little kind of Google sticks and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's the context of the conversation. Right. But Miriam says something here, which is interesting.
Of the atmosphere among ordinary people and their approach to dodgy boxes.
I suppose also I was thinking today, like, how would it work in practical terms? Is a guard going to knock on the door and say to me, Miriam, can I have a look at your box? Like, how would it work?
Take that whatever way you want yourself, but I know this is a thing that you probably heard your parents say.
Right.
Which was so much easier in my day, but it was. And when I'm talking about this stuff here, dating crack, it was so much easier back in our day.
Yeah.
Right? You went to teenage discos or you went to nightclubs or whatever and you met people socially. You met them in the wild. Okay?
That's it.
There was no swiping. There was no constant messaging. There was no...
It was just face-to-face, wasn't it?
Face-to-face. It was like, this is happening or it's not.
Yeah.
And there was no message.
No.
We cut the fat and went for it.
Yeah.
This is called choromance.
Right.
This is the latest trend in dating. All right. This is absolutely bonkers. It's brilliant and I love it. And if you're single at the moment...
Yeah.
This is what people are doing. Rather than going for a traditional date or sitting down in a coffee shop or going for dinner or going to the zoo or whatever you singletons do, you bring someone around to your house and you do chores.
Oh, I like it.
Yeah. You bring
multitasking.
You bring them around.
Falling in love and cleaning.
You bring them around. These are some of the things you can do. Flat pack assembly. The ultimate relationship stress test.
God, it is.
No. Trying to put together a bookcase together without losing all the spare screws.
No, you'd scream and roar at each other and never see each other again.
That's the thing.
It's the most frustrating thing in the world.
But again, stress tester for a relationship.
Yeah, yeah.
People are bringing people for the big shop.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, okay, meet you outside Lidl or Aldi or wherever you go yourself, yeah. Super Value or Dunnes. I better mention them all now that
so
I mentioned
you swipe right on a dating app and you match, you're chatting away and going, come here, I'm going to Lidl there after, do you want to come along?
Yeah, bring €2 for the trolley.
That's the date. Is that the date?
So you go around and do the big shop together, you get to know each other while you're going through the aisles.
Okay.
Bring your club card.
Clean up an aisle too. You can do the garden centre thing where you meet at a garden centre and pick out some plants and go home and bury them or pot them.
So the plants is it?
I quite like this.
Their choromancing involves Tupperware parties where you go home and you make your food for the week for the gym.
Okay, batch cook.
Batch cooking. The wardrobe clear out. This is what couples are reporting that they're doing. Meeting people for the first time, bringing them back to your house and getting them to clear out your wardrobe.
Yeah.
That's what is going on in the world. Can you imagine? You swipe right, you meet somebody, Sheila comes over to your house and you have the Hoover there with the car and all the doors open.
And the outfit.
And the first thing you do is you're hoovering out the car.
Oh, I love it.
So
I'll be back there in 20 minutes.
What What do you do yourself? Oh, I'm a nurse.
Oh, oh yeah. Here's the whole world.
Go down for breakfast.
What is going on in the world? Oh, and dog washing. That's the other one. Bring people around to your house to wash your Jack Russell. Well done.
Red FM Breakfast's winning words. With Easy Living Interiors, Eastgate Retail Park, Powlett Off, North Point Business Park and Mahon Point Retail Park.
All right, Dave and Douglas, how are you, legend?
Good, good. And yourselves?
Not too bad. Dave, are you married or single or what's the question?
I'm married. Well, okay. I might be now because we're after waking her when we rang.
Dave, do you do chore mancing in your house? Like, I mean, does she have you doing things in the name of love?
Well, I don't know. Yes.
Are you handy around the house, are you?
No, I remember Donald and the ads that everything falls apart. That's me.
that's you.
At least you're honest.
Fair play to you, Davey. Fair play to you. Davey, we're playing winning words here now. You got to match some words. Four in total.
Okay.
To win yourself €1,000. Vicky?
Yes.
Love your work, but we got to say. Out you go. Get out of here. And that's just what they'll do. She's gone.
Red FM Breakfast's winning words.
She is out the gap and the speakers are off, so she can absolutely not hear a single thing that's going on.
Dad, just leave the door open a small bit.
You're cute, aren't you, boy? You're cute. Right, I'm going to give you four words. Let me write these down so I get them all right, okay? If I was to say to you dog, what would you say after dog?
Oh, dog warden.
Dog warden. Really good. Excellent. If I was to say to you shoe, what word would follow that?
Shoe. Foot.
Shoe foot?
No.
Shoe shop, maybe? Nah. Again, I'm gonna show I'm not gonna guide you anywhere because I got the arse ate off me yesterday for somebody got it wrong. She nearly shot me. Liverpool right. fan. Liverpool supporter. Did you know that? Liverpool fan. You should give that to me. Sorry, buddy, back to your game. Shoe.
Shoe shop.
Shoe shop, I think, is an obvious one. Okay, number three, bacon.
Sandwich.
Yeah, that's the one. And head is number four.
Head.
Yeah.
Cold.
Head.
Cold. C-O-L-D. Cold.
Head cold, sorry, buddy. Sorry. Yeah, head's cold. That is really, really good. Okay, let's go. Dave, if you do the honours, give her the wave. Come back in there, love. Vic is back in the room. All right, Victoria, how are you?
Hello.
Okay, we went through four words there.
Okay.
And let's see if we can get four matching for €1,000, okay. Victoria. I asked Dave. The word I asked him was dog.
Dog.
Yeah.
Dog. Dog warden. Dog.
Yes. We'll leave it at that. Don't say anymore. I really want to win around this game. Come on.
Okay.
What word do you think he said after I said shoe?
Shoe shop? Yeah?
Two in a row.
Okay.
Oh, come on, Vic. Come on.
Oh, God.
What would you say after bacon?
Bacon sandwich.
Yes!
Yes!
One more to go for €1,000, Vic. Okay. Come on.
Oh, I'm feeling the pressure.
I gave him the word head.
Head. Headbutt.
Oh! Oh, come here, I divorce.
Oh, Dave.
Which is exactly what you're getting from Dave this
what
morning.
What did he say for head?
Head's cold.
Head cold.
Headbutt.
Headbutt. Spot, I'm so sorry.
Vicky.
Spot the London girl. Good old headbutt, mate.
I'm so sorry, Dave.
Come here. Can I get $250 per question, huh?
I did pitch that at the meeting and I was shot down.
Dave,
I'm very sorry.
So close.
No problem.
You're going to get a €50 voucher from Easy Living Interiors, and we'll have you back another day, buddy. And apologies. Apologies to Mrs. Dave.
Sorry.
Okay. All right.
Ruth. She'll be okay, but she'll be a lot better if I won the €1,000.
Of course she will. Yeah. Game over for us.
Why?
We're going to be replaced by Shay and Hannah.
Okay.
Shay and Hannah are twins from Cork. They want to be the new Red FM breakfast presenters.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
They've sent us a demo tape.
Oh, wait, we're going to hear. Oh, we're going to hear some.
Good morning, and welcome to Good News News, the best radio show on earth. Time for the competitions. Send in funny photos with your phone number so we can ring you if you win, and you'll win a dance smash with that second-handed but in perfect condition with batteries, and our phone number is 085-8863.
Thank you very much.
Okay, crappy rap time.
Crap rap time.
Rap. My rap is so crappy, nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes it.
Just give them the show, everybody.
Oh, yes. Fix VIPs on
Cork's Good Times. Red FM. Morning, gang. What's going on, Vic? Hi there.
Sorry, I couldn't find my headphones.
They're on your head.
They were. No, they weren't. No, they weren't. They say that you never know what you're going to find in a woman's handbag. Would you agree with that?
Oh, we did this on the air many times where we have ploughed through the Amazon, the abyss, the end of the universe that is a woman's bag.
I have to say, it's so true, you know. Like it's like the black hole of Calcutta.
Whatever that is, I don't know, but we know. Yeah. Yeah.
There's road bowls, there's all kinds of stuff in there.
That actually happened back in the day. We found a road bowl in, it wasn't it Mairead's handbag at the time?
She was wondering why it was feeling heavy.
You know, don't leave home without one.
Yeah. Well, Celine Dion, she just joined TikTok. She's all over social media. She's on Instagram as well. But she has revealed what is in her bag. And she carries a microphone and an old rotary telephone to call the cops. This is when fans don't believe it's actually her. She takes the phone out and she pretends to call the cops. Have a listen to
this. She's carrying an old vintage rotary telephone around to pretend that she's ringing the...
Yes, and a microphone.
What?
This audio is a bit mad, but just listen to what
this audio is a bit mad. Everything about this is a bit mad. Is she all right, like?
I love it. She's back with a bang.
She is indeed. I think she probably needs... someone needs to have a chat to her.
Lipstick. I got my own microphone. Just in case something happens, people ask me to sing happy birthday, I'm ready. Unforgettable. You know, it takes a lot of balls to get the microphone and pretend that you are on. Do you believe in love to love? I believe. It takes a lot of courage to carry your own VIP freaking badge like this. It's because when I purchase stuff, is it really you? And I'm like, it happens to me a lot. They don't believe it's me. So what I do is like, I take my old phone and I'm like, okay, I'm going to get you arrested. And I'm calling 911 and I'm asking for help.
Okay, the two of you need to move in together. Seriously.
She's a little bit like me, isn't she?
She's a little batty.
Funny enough, I saw similarities as well.
Joking aside, she sounds like she's in good form. She was very sick. She was close to dying a few years ago, apparently.
She was really ill. No, it's lovely to see her.
She had that stiff person syndrome or something.
Okay, yeah.
Now, I'm prone to a bit of that myself, you know. But, you know, after a really bad game of golf where you've been golfing for 4 hours and the next day your back's all seized up, what do you think I was talking about? Anyway, as I always say myself, it's great to hear her heart will go on.
Jesus. Oh,
right, what else is happening?
Love Island. The new series of Love Island All Stars is finally set to launch tonight. There's been loads of delays due to wildfires in South Africa. We were talking about at the start of the week, but they have confirmed that the first episode will be on tonight. So, fans are looking forward to seeing that. It's
fantastic.
Been delayed.
Warren G, Regulate.
Yeah.
Remember that song? Massive 90s.
Yeah.
So he's back.
Yeah.
With a new remix of Warren G and Regulate. Right. And he's decided he's going to try and re-release the song. But he's going to crack the Irish market. He's like, he kind of ignored Ireland back in the 90s. So he's done a little remix of it, okay? Ladies and gentlemen, Warren G, the Irish Market Remix. Everything sounds better with a recorder,
lads. Doesn't it?
Thank you for listening to the 20 Minute Morning Show, the podcast from Red FM Breakfast with KC. We're live on air weekday mornings between 6 and 9 on Cork's Good Times Red FM. Have a good day. Red FM Breakfast with KC. Love waking up in Cork. Red FM.